Fran fam, what's going on? Listen, before we start this podcast episode, I have a very, very small favor to ask of each and every single one of you guys. I appreciate the support that all of you have been showing for the podcast up until this point, but we want to try and get these episodes out to as many people as possible. And how we do that on the audio side is by leaving a review and dropping a 5-star rating. So if you've been a consistent listener of the pod, please, before we get this episode started, it only takes a couple of seconds, leave a review. It could be a 2-word, 3-word, 4-word review, or just leave a rating. Do something to get the word out so that we can get the Marvin Francois Show to more listeners moving forward. Outside of that, love you guys, appreciate the support, but without further ado, let's get into this episode.
I ask everybody, what is the first step into fixing your credit? Everybody says disputing collections. No, it's obtaining your credit report. When you look at the credit reports, the goal should be one name, one address, right? No employers, no co-spouses, no co-applicants, not even a social, your phone numbers, no statements on there, none of that. Why? Because each and every one of those name, number, email, etc., has a backdoor code. And that's the number one way, whether it's bankruptcies, late payments, charge-offs, tax liens, student loans, inquiries. That is the best way to leverage a deletion off your credit report.
Hey, business owners, what if I helped you get access to $50,000 in business funding for $1 a day? Would you be interested? Well, inside of my Credit Mastery community, you're going to be getting exclusive access to our in-depth training program that's worth tens of thousands of dollars to give you the exact strategies you need on how to restore your credit and on how to properly structure your business. You're also going to be getting access to a financial consultant with over a decade of experience in the funding space that'll help you reach your financial goals in half the time it would take if you were to do it on your own. And we're going to be giving you 2 coaching calls every week that'll give you the exact banks you need to go to get access to $50,000 to $100,000 in business funding. This is the same community that helped Pat get access to $50,000 in funding from Chase, helped Alvin get access to $8,000 in funding from Amex, helped Matt boost his personal credit score by 150 points, and helped Donna delete a bankruptcy from her credit report. So if you're interested, click the link above or below this video to join now, and we'll see you on the other side of success. Let's go, family.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Marvin Francois Show, your number one source for all things business, finance, and investing. And today is a very special day because our guest today is a mentor, entrepreneur, investor, United States Marine, personal and business credit expert extraordinaire. He's the CEO of Approve Repair, a company responsible for doing well over 7 figures in funding for their clients, serving hundreds of consumers and business owners across the country, and making achieving financial freedom easier than it's ever been. Whether he's creating value content on credit repair to help you get negative items removed from your report, or providing free gems on all things funding on platforms just like this, his mission to empower entrepreneurs and consumers alike is proof that his success in the space is not coincidence, it's confirmation. And today, he's here to do more of the same. Ladies and gentlemen, from Hartford, Connecticut, by way of Temecula, California, hopefully I pronounced that right, I'm here with the one, the only, my guy, Mr. Joshua Rico. What's going on, family? How
What's
are
going
you?
On?
Listen, listen, man, I'm blessed and highly favored. Better now that I'm talking to you, brother.
Listen, I don't know about y'all. Every time he just kills the introduction.
I appreciate it.
Before even off the podcast, we were talking about how did you know about that? Like,
hey.
What he say? He's the Narward of the podcast. But I appreciate you for inviting me. I was like, damn, I was calling my wife. I was like, yeah, I got invited. I got invited. This is the one. This is going to take it to the top. No, but you know, I do appreciate it. I'm ready to give the people sauce. So I already know what this is about.
I'm looking forward to it, man. Yeah. And once again, me bringing you on here is just a testament to your hard work. You know, you've been in the space doing not just a lot of work, but great work for the people. Mm-hmm. I mean, you said it yourself, and I've seen it. I don't know anybody, and I'm going to look directly in the camera. I don't know anybody in the space with more testimonials than Josh Rico. It's like between you and Herm.
Y'all say it again. Say,
but Joshua's different, and we're going to talk about that here on this episode. Yeah. I'm excited. I know the people are excited. I know I did an okay job introducing you, but nobody knows Joshua Rico better than the man himself. So for those who are unfamiliar, let's get them familiar. Who exactly is Joshua Rico?
So yeah, Joshua Rico Sr. I'm a son of a Cuban immigrant, my father, and my mother is actually born and raised here in Brooklyn, New York. God rest her soul. But I grew up in, you know, born in Hartford, raised in Glastonbury, Connecticut, actually. And then from there, you know, I was raising ESL classes, mm-hmm. special ed classes. Mm-hmm. So right there, I was like, oh, man, I was destined to not even graduate school, right? So, but growing up, I was into bad things. You know, I wanted to change my life, mm-hmm. right? So because if I took that route, stood in that route, I was either going to be dead or in jail, right? I wanted to fit in the crowd.
Yeah.
So one day I saw this Marine Corps flag hanging out. I was like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I think I might join the craziest, the tip of the spear, you know, the hardcore, more badass military service, because what do I got to lose?
Right.
And I enlisted at 18. I remember writing a will at 19.
Crazy.
Going to Iraq and Afghanistan. So we'll talk about that. But, you know, been to Iraq and Afghanistan. I was deployed most of the time. You know, Iraq, Afghanistan. When I was in Afghanistan, I mean, I was that time where Osama bin Laden died.
Mm-hmm.
I was over there.
Wow, really?
I was over there. It was a crazy place.
Right.
But it was a fun place. I don't know how to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm just off the rocker, but you know. But after the Marine Corps, I was like, what am I gonna do with my life? After Marine Corps, I was like, you know what? And no disrespect to like a 9-to-5, I said, I'm not going to work for somebody else. I wanna create my own legacy, my Rico name.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I picked up barbering, right? Mm-hmm. I've been barbering, like cutting my brother's heads, right? Mm-hmm. I have a lot of brothers, as probably know. Five brothers, right? Mm-hmm. But I would practice on the hair. But after the Marine Corps, I was like, I need to get a job, some cash.
Mm-hmm.
So I started cutting hair. And then through that journey, I started to think about entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
I was in multi-level marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I was with three companies. I don't know if I can say their companies, but I was with three of the multi-level marketing companies. So that's how I learned like how to build teams and sales. And that's when I got introduced to like personal development, really.
Okay.
Because my personal development in the Marine Corps was kill, kill, kill.
Right.
And doing all that stuff. Right. I don't even know I can say that. But you get what I'm saying, right?
Right.
So I started getting into personal development. Started reading books like The Secret. And I ain't gonna lie, when I read The Secret, I busted on tears because I understood I was doing it all along, but now I know how to apply it.
Yeah.
So now I have the mindset just like, if you ask, believe in, you ask, believe, and you shall receive, also in the Bible, right?
Right.
So I started personal development. I started the MLMs. And then that's when, you know, started wearing suits. You know, I don't know if you ever been in the MLMs or anything like that, but. Mm-hmm. You lose friends.
Because everybody thinks
and you swear you're making money, but you're not making money. Mm-hmm. All right. But you have to act and you have to act like you are.
Yeah. Right?
So I started selling coffee door to door, holding meetups and everything like that. But then I got introduced to flipping phones on eBay. iPhones. So I'm a Samsung user. I was a Samsung user, right? But I started flipping iPhones for profit, Apple products. And then I was like, wow, I can make money without recruiting people. I can make money online. That's my first, was like, when I heard that eBay cha-ching, I was like, oh yeah.
Ball game.
Boom. I started posting on Craigslist. We buy phones. You ever get those you see those we buy houses, but we buy phones cash. That was me. I would always do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then send them overseas, etc. But it started to die down. There was a lot of competition. It got saturated. But I forgot to tell you this though.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back. I miss a crucial part.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I was in the Marine Corps, back in 2009, I was a victim of identity theft while I was serving in Iraq.
And if I'm not mistaken, this was actually by someone in your family, correct?
Yes, one of my own blood family members took $6,000 out of my bank account.
Crazy.
Plummeting my score.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I couldn't pay attention to it because I'm over there getting shot at and everything like that, right? So I had to think about survival. But the thing is that when I got back from the deployment, I tried to apply blindly, right? An uneducated consumer.
Mm-hmm.
Applied blindly, and I was like, hey, let me get this Mustang at 19% APR. Let me get this apartment denied. So I felt dumb. I didn't like to feel dumb. I don't like to feel dumb or uneducated, as you know. And unfortunately, they don't teach us credit in high school or school or even in our minority communities,
right?
You know, so and especially, I'm Latino, I'm Cuban and Puerto Rican, so you know, And you say you Haitian. I've been doing my homework too.
I appreciate it. All right. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is this. You know, I didn't like to feel uneducated, so I took it upon myself to go invest into my knowledge mm-hmm. in credit, mm-hmm. whether it's how to build credit, how to fix it mainly, mm-hmm. and then how to leverage it into cash flowing assets. Mm. Now, 800 credit. Now, like over the course of 10 years, I have the 800 FICO scores. I have over 350K and, you know, 0% APR for credit cards, travel hacking cards. I have Section 8 rental properties. Mm-hmm. I drive a McLaren using mm-hmm. zero down. You know what I'm saying? So right. It's like credit changed my life, mm-hmm. you know? And the most important thing is now I can help people do the same, and we're doing that. So, but how that happened, though, was this. I actually... So I learned credit, but yes, I never really got into credit until COVID took it seriously professionally. Mm-hmm. But I was always fixing and learning about credit beforehand until like in 2016, 2017, I met Ty Lopez, which is me and N500's mentor. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Me and N500 started basically in the credit at the same time. We're in the same groups. Mm-hmm. But shout out to that dude. He took off.
Right.
Look at what he created.
Right.
You know, and the communities we're in now. So it was like seeing him blow up. That's another accomplishment as well. So it was like I learned from them, Stephen Lau, and then I just took it upon myself and like I started manufacturing spending. I was like, oh, you didn't know you could do this. Mm-hmm. So I started going deep in that rabbit hole. And then I did the barbering. Two-time national award winning barber. Mm-hmm. I'll spank your barber. All right. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really nice with, you know, the Puerto Rican, we nice with
right.
But I didn't see myself doing that for the rest of my life. So actually, I went to Paul Mitchell, mm-hmm. right? I went to Paul Mitchell to get my license. Mm-hmm. And then COVID happened. And COVID was like, hey, barbers, you got to go home. Mm-hmm. There's no work for you anymore. I was still doing house calls.
Right.
$350 a cut.
Come on now. Hey, mate, listen.
And up.
I would have been there with you. You understand? You know?
But I was like, me being the entrepreneur all of the years, I said, what can I do that I know
right.
that I could teach via internet or Zoom and charge people for and get results for? And that's impactful. Mm-hmm. And that was, I said, I know credit. Mm. So I was like, what if I charge people to fix their credit? So I went online and I got hit by a targeted ad. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm
exactly
talking about?
What you're talking about. Yep.
And I was like, I looked at my wife and I said, babe, we're going to be rich. Mm-hmm. And the rest is history.
I've been rocking and rolling ever since.
Yep. That's a long intro, but that's the real deal, you know?
I appreciate mm-hmm. the detail. And diving more into it, like you said, you didn't just, okay, wake up, credit. The journey to get there was so extensive. Mm-hmm. For me, I think what was most interesting was not just the identity theft situation, which is insane. Like mm-hmm. we always hear stories about, and I'm sure you've heard, like, you know, you're turn 18 and you find out that your auntie put an electric bill or something like that.
Which and that's, happens in our community, right?
You understand? Right? But for an identity theft situation that's in your own, within your own blood, that's next level. Yeah. Like I never heard of something like that. But even beyond that, just from you were in the MLM space, like you said, you flipped phones, you made music, right?
Yeah, we didn't talk about the music. I did the music thing too.
Yeah, barbering. Yeah. You also did SMMA. You did wholesaling, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
Bro, how you see the North?
The North.
How do you know all that, bro? I'm getting like, scared. No, but yeah, you're right.
You've been in a couple different spaces. So for me, mm-hmm. I'm curious, what was it specifically about credit? Was it more so the impact you saw it had on you or the impact of you seeing what it did for other people?
You know, when something clicks mm-hmm. and you get excited about it.
Yeah.
When you understand it from start to finish, end to end, mm-hmm. and you can see it and you experience yourself, that's what clicked for me. I tried, like you said, I tried the wholesaling. Yeah, no one else about it. I didn't get a deal. It took me forever.
Yeah.
You know, wholesaling was, especially in California, that's the highest market you're going.
Yeah, no.
SMMA, listen, remember I told you I was in ESL at special ed? Mm-hmm. I can't sit still.
Right.
So me clicking, I'm a walker, I'm a pacer, I'm on the phone. I'm an active dude. So I can walk and talk credit. Mm-hmm. Like off the top, I embraced it.
Right.
And it was just easy to understand and to recreate and reproduce and teach people too. Like mm-hmm. I could break it down like Barney style, mm-hmm. you know? We have a saying in the Marine Corps. Like I said, who's dumb as rocks and we eat crayons. That's how easy I teach it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's I just,
it just
gravitated
came
to
you. Yeah. So let's dive into it, because this is a space that you not only planted your flag in, but you've had tremendous space in. And I want to come on here and really give people the blueprint about this, who may have been where you were, right, several years ago, and whether it's having bad credit or they're trying to figure out and understand credit and really build from the ground up. Is that all right with you? Can we do that?
Let's do it. That's what I'm here for.
Let's start off with the credit repair side, because I've seen you talk about bankruptcy. I've seen you talk about charge-offs, collections, like you name it, Josh Rico has talked about it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You also work with a lot of individuals as well who deal with these items. From your experience in the credit repair space, what would you say is the biggest mistake you see most people are making when it comes to credit repair in 2025?
Before I answer that,
let's do it.
Remember how you said I got the most testimonials?
Yes, sir.
That's a fact. Mm-hmm. All right. The people you had on this podcast, they're
talk
my peers.
Mm-hmm.
They're my brothers.
Yep.
But nobody.
He's looking in the camera when he says it, ladies and gentlemen.
Nobody that's been on the podcast.
Come on now.
In the credit repair industry as a service has more video client testimonials than me, hands down.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it. Let's break it.
I had to flex real quick.
No problem.
Look, I love y'all. You know I love y'all. But anyways, look, the biggest thing is knowing how to read the reports.
Okay.
And knowing that they're governed by laws.
Mm-hmm.
The Fair Credit Reporting Act and the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act.
Mm-hmm.
15 U.S.C. 1681.
Mm-hmm.
15 U.S.C. 1692.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Those are the codes. Right? So, now, it's going to take you a lot of time to understand each and every code.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give you some sauce in here. But you have to know, first of all, the first step, I asked everybody, what is the first step into fixing your credit? Everybody says, disputing collection. No, it's obtaining your credit reports.
Facts.
All right. Which I'm sure you're going to put a link for your, how to obtain those. But the thing is that you have to obtain your TriMERS reports. And I like to tell people this. Keep it. Just to save money, or don't get off of credit monitoring, because it protects you for liability insurance.
Yep.
Identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
And you can read your TriMERS reports. I say this, you should be checking that more than your bank account.
Come on.
You know why? Because most people in the United States don't have 6 to 7 figures in their bank account, cash liquid.
Mm-hmm.
But credit can get you access to that 6 to 7 figures.
Like that.
Cash and liquid. So you should be managing and or monitoring your credit more than your bank accounts. That's why I say.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Especially if you're a victim of identity theft like I was. So that's what I'm saying. So obtain your credit reports, and knowing how to read, you always start with the personal information.
Mm.
So we're going to get real technical here. So
let's do it.
When you look at the credit reports, the goal should be one name, one address, right? No employers, no co-spouses, no co-applicants, not even a social, your phone numbers, no statements on there, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because each and every one of those name, number, email, etc., has a backdoor code that's attached to them.
Mm.
What do you mean by backdoor code? Well, you guys heard of the eOSCAR, correct? The eOSCAR is an automated system that the credit bureaus, the credit reporter agencies, put into place to where when you send the letters, because they get 10,000 letters a day.
Facts.
Right? And they make it easier to spit out to see if it's verified, the negative item is verified or not. Right?
Yep.
Well, the first gem, you ready for this, guys, is to disassociate and clean up your personal information. I'm sure I've seen you say that to yourself, even when it comes to funding too, right? You want to have everything be congruent, right? But let's back up. Even before fixing your credit reports, people have to know back in 2014, the FTC, FTC.gov, the government, conducted a study. It said one out of every four Americans have an error across their TriMERS credit consumer reports.
Mm-hmm.
One out of four. That was back in 2014. Imagine now.
Amen. All right?
Meaning, most likely, if you're watching this, you have an error on your credit report. It's just man-made, computer-made, etc. So the chances of the inaccuracies, and pay attention to that word, inaccuracies, because we're going to go deeper into that, but that you have more leverage to getting the negative items deleted off your credit report.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now that you know that there's a study that, you know, there's inaccuracies on there, you can go there with confidence. Mm-hmm. You can go dispute with confidence now and be like, look, the government conducted a study that you guys messed up mm-hmm. already. So my right as a consumer in the United States, which is a business, but that's mm-hmm. another conversation.
About to get deep.
We get deep.
It's about to get deep.
All right. America's not a country. It's his business, corporation. Mm-hmm. But anyways, mm-hmm. look, that's another conversation. But what I'm saying is, now you know you have confidence to dispute, and they're governed by and you're protected by the FCRA and the FDCPA. Mm. Okay. Now, the personal information, you want to disassociate that. Why? Because when you applied for that auto loan and now you have multiple late payments on it, mm-hmm. right? Because you didn't set up auto pay.
Mm. Right? Well, no.
All right. The way I teach guys, it's very military, very mm-hmm. blunt, very boot camp. If you don't like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe not for you, but, you know, I kick it like it is. But when you didn't set up that auto pay, it's going to report as a late payment, 30 right. days late, 60 days late, 90 days, et cetera.
Yeah.
It should read that. Now, that was attached to your previous name, your previous address that you lived at, and or co-spouse or applicant, et cetera, your phone number. I'm going to give you guys, I like over-the-shoulder teaching, so you guys can actually go log into your desktop, right? Mm-hmm. You can log into your desktop, go to Experian.com. I do this all the time. You go scroll down to the Help Center, right? When you go to the Help Center, you're going to go to the Dispute Center. And then when you go to Dispute Center, you're going to go to File a Dispute, that purple button. You're going to click File a Dispute. And then when you file a dispute, you could click the waiver. Mm. That's another, people say, oh, you waive your rights. Yes, you waive your rights, but we're getting results over online.
Right.
We're not even sending letters, guys. That's another.
Come on now.
But I'm going to keep rambling. I got ADHD, but look.
This is your fault. Go ahead.
So when you go to the Help Center and file a dispute, you're going to see potential negative items, accounts, personal information, and inquiries, mm-hmm. right? You're going to go to the personal information tab first. You're going to scroll all the way down, and I bet you're going to see multiple names, misspelled names, co-applicants. You're going to see addresses that you lived at before and or possibly never lived at. Mm. Possibly two social security numbers. Mm. How is that possible, right? Could be a victim identity. You never know.
Yeah.
Merged accounts with, if you're a junior, I'm a senior, mm-hmm. right? That's a violation of self. So what I'm saying, you have to clean that up first. The fastest way to clean that up, guys, is by calling in. Mm-hmm. Calling in, press number two to disputes, and you get to disputes, you say, look, transfer me to fraud department so I can talk to an actual human.
Yeah.
And then clean it up from there, right? Now, the goal is to have one name that's on your driver's license, that's on your social security card, mm-hmm. et cetera. Make sure they're all congruent. Sir, but this is we do variations. I don't care what your policy is, mm-hmm. right? Because Experian will say that.
They will. Facts.
They will say, sir, according to us, we can have the policy. I don't care. Mm-hmm. And we have a saying, I'm pretty sure you can agree with this. It's called hookah. Hang up and call again.
Hey, man.
Okay.
I tell my clients that all the time, yeah.
Hang up and call again because that wasn't the right rep for you. Now, you should go in tactfully. Mm-hmm. You know, go in tactfully. He's a human being. Hey, how's your day going? Look. I don't mean to bother your day, but look, is it raining over there? Mm. Well, it isn't over here. Just, you know what I'm saying? But all right, so be a human, relate to them because they get these calls all the time.
Right.
All right, so clean up the personal information. Now, the names you're not going to be able to clean up online, but the addresses you could possibly clean up online by clicking left. And you can say that if you never lived there, click never lived there. If it's inaccurate, you click inaccurate. Mm. But the goal is to have one name, one address. No social security numbers, no employers. Why? Why is the employers now? Well, if you know, one of the violations that creditors do is they reach out to their employers on your employer. Mm-hmm. And your employer should have known your financial status. That's a violation itself. But when you applied for that said vehicle, you had an employer. Hey, what's your employer's name, right? Mm-hmm. They asked you on the funding applications, even whether it's personal or business. Who's your employer? Mm. Can I reach out to them for et cetera, right? So now that goes on your credit report. Mm. So that employer is attached to that negative item. What I'm trying to say is each name, address, employer has a backdoor number ID attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
That backdoor number ID attached to it is connected to that negative account.
Yeah.
Now check, I'm visual. Now check this. If you disassociate
mm-hmm.
that what's name, they can't verify through the eOSCAR system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the number one way, whether it's bankruptcies, late payments, charge-offs, tax liens, student loans, inquiries. That is the best way to leverage a deletion off your credit report.
I love it.
That's like the, I just gave you like how to dispute all negative items first. That's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you go back to this, I'm old school too. I was taught to freeze your secondary bureaus.
Okay.
Freeze your secondary bureaus and or dispute.
Mm.
I'll tell you this. I was doing for a client and myself too. Disputing off a Navy Federal credit, Navy Federal inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
I called Navy Federal and said, hey, I'm trying to report this back onto the, you know, the inquiries and the trade lines back onto my report. Are you guys reporting? They said, yes, sir. We report to all four. I said,
mm-hmm,
four?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you mean by four? Because we're constantly calling for data.
Yeah.
When we say we call every day to either the furnishers and the creditors and the credit reporting agencies, we call on them. And they said, yes, we report to TransUnion, Equifax, Experian, and Innovis.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, Innovis is the new one coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they're the new one coming up, you could do this. Create an online account with Innovis. Since mm-hmm. they're new, it's easier to get the deletions right then and there because mm-hmm. nobody's really tapped into it right now.
Right.
You know, so use that as leverage. I hope you take advantage of that. So now freeze the secondary bureaus. You disassociate. You can, and not only freeze the secondary bureaus, but you can dispute off of LexisNexis. And that's how we're going to talk about bankruptcies too.
Let's do it.
But so for bankruptcies, all right, there's two things,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to give you the sauce for bankruptcies. Rico, what do you do for bankruptcies? Don't dispute them.
Don't dispute them.
Don't dispute the bankruptcies yet.
Okay, break it down.
This is why. I'm partnered with a lawyer.
Okay.
A nationwide consumer lawyer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who specializes in the Fair Credit Reporting Act and the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. And he tells me consumers and or credit repair agencies or owners, if they're unsure, right, of a bankruptcy or an item, send it to us first. They sue Experian, TransUnion, Equifax,
mm-hmm.
right? On the daily, they know their counsel. Right. So what I'm telling you guys is this. I'm going to give you a website to where you can partner up with a lawyer.
Mm.
It's Consumer Advocates, consumeradvocates.org. And you can select your city and state and reach out to that lawyer. Most of them are going to work pro bono for you and can possibly get the update, deletion, and compensation.
Say the website again. Hold on. Let me sit down.
Yeah.
Say the website again.
Consumeradvocates.org.
Okay.
Now, this could be for anything, whether it's FDCPA or FCRA,
mm-hmm.
right? But the thing is that you want to reach out to the lawyer to see, even like I said, if you're a credit repair agency or if you're a consumer yourself that needs it, reach out to see if you have a case.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there's five things that get stuff deleted off a credit report. Identity theft, true victim of identity theft, right? And if you're a victim of identity theft, you need to reach out because that's another way that you can get paid big bucks. I'll just put it like that because the identity theft violations and the damages that it does to the consumer. But inaccuracies, right? Unfair, incomplete, and unverifiable. Mm. Those are the reasons why you get something deleted off of a credit report. So the big one is inaccuracies. I remember I told you back in FTC 2004, the FTC conducted a study
mm-hmm.
of the inaccuracies. Now it's probably more.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we know with that confidence, again, the judges know that, the Experian, TransUnion, Equifax know that, and so do the counsel and the consumer lawyers know that. That's why they're in business all day. So we're going to talk bankruptcies, but consumeradvocates.org, you're going to reach out to your city and state, et cetera. And you just ask them, hey, I have a bankruptcy. Can you take a look at this? And if they have a case, they'll be like, yes, get me in contact with him. Like for our own clients, get me in contact with him. So we could take them pro bono. We've gotten many people without charging.
Mm.
We don't charge them. We send the info to the lawyer with their permission. the permission, the lawyer gets in contact with him, and within 60 days or less, that item gets deleted off the credit report, and they get compensation potentially without charging. Yeah.
What are we doing on this? Yeah. Okay. All right.
So if you do have so there's two ways to do this, right? So if you do have a bankruptcy, or if it doesn't have to be a bankruptcy, if you think there's an inaccuracy on your report, send it to a lawyer, consumer lawyer, or send it to Mar, or send it to us. You know what I mean? Like, so they can reach out. Now, I'm going to tell you what the lawyer, I'm going to give you the law that the lawyer sues off of.
Let's do it.
But let's do this. If the lawyer doesn't find an inaccuracy, that's when they come back to me. And that's when we take the case. My company takes the case and we dispute differently. So how you would do it is obtain a LexisNexis report.
Okay.
There's another one back in 2000. If it's over 2018, the bankruptcy is discharged over 2018. It was a third party to TransUnion, LCI, but they got bought out by another company. But basically, that's why I say freeze your secondary bureaus, obtain your secondary bureaus, and dispute off of the secondary bureaus. And I'll go back and forth what I mean by that. But obtain the LexisNexis report, because the LexisNexis, they get it from Pacer, right? Which you can find your case on Pacer.
Yep.
The bankruptcy is what I'm saying. So the goal is, let's back up. When you dispute an item off your credit report, they verify with the secondary bureaus, the back-end bureaus, right? Reporting agencies. I keep saying bureaus. Now, if they see, if they can match that, again, if they can match that to the LexisNexis, LCI, etc., they're just going to send it back verified. Oh, this is verified. Okay, now, your goal is to get that bankruptcy off of LexisNexis and the LCI, secondary bureaus. Then you freeze them. Then you do the personal information method I just told you, and then you dispute. And I'm going to walk you through that process. So obtain the LexisNexis. I know I keep repeating myself as LexisNexis.
I'm with you. Let's go.
And then dispute it off of LexisNexis. Now, what you're going to sue is it's inaccurate, and it's a breach of privacy rights. I never gave you permission to basically have this on my reports, the bankruptcy. Yes, it's public record, but I choose not to have that. It's breach of privacy rights. Okay. That's how you can send that letter to LexisNexis, and they can most likely remove it off there. Once it's removed, you're going to do the personal information method I just taught you, right? Disassociate, et cetera. And then while you're in the midst of that, you're going to get a letter from the courthouse that the bankruptcy was charged in. So if you live in another state, call them, right? But if you're around that area where you got discharged, I recommend going in person, because they could be a little hassle with sending them letters and everything like that. Just go in person, talk to the county clerk, and obtain that letter. And what you're going to say is this: who gave you the right, or who do you guys report to? Why does this report, this bankruptcy report to Experian Trend and Equifax? Who are you reporting from? Right. That letter is going to say, we do not report to the credit bureaus. So they just put their foot in their mouth. What do you mean you don't report to the credit bureaus? Which means, you know, where we're reporting from is from LexisNexis. Okay. You take that courthouse letter, you send it, attach it to that LexisNexis dispute. But like,
so math ain't math. Well, something's
what's
wrong.
What's this?
Something's you know going what I'm on saying? Here. Yep.
You know, so, and most likely they're going to get that bankruptcy deleted off of the LexisNexis report. And then once you have the LexisNexis report, you make a copy, send it to the bankruptcy, but the send it to the bureaus that have the bankruptcy on it.
Yep.
Say this is inaccurate. Now, let's go back to what law you're going to use. This is the law that the lawyers use for suing and what you can use for disputing it for yourself.
Let's do it.
So you're going to say, hey, Siri, or hey, Google. Go to 15 U.S.C. 1681E, all right, compliance procedures. Scroll down to where it says B, parentheses B. And I don't know if you can pull that up, but it says...
I got you.
Yeah, a consumer report must assure maximum possible accuracy. Okay. And you're going to use that. And honestly, guys, you can use this for anything negative or anything inaccurate on your credit report.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, read it for them.
So B is, whenever a consumer reporting agency prepares a consumer report, it shall follow reasonable procedures to assure maximum possible accuracy of the information concerning the individuals about whom the report relates.
Now, let's break it down, because I like to break things down simple, let's do it. Right? Maximum.
Mm-hmm.
Marv, what is maximum to you? Is it 99.9%?
That ain't max. That ain't max.
That's not max, right?
That's not max.
So let me ask you this. If a consumer report has a misspelled name, is that maximum?
That whole error is not accurate.
Report is not accurate.
100%.
So you have to, by law, reinvestigate and check out what's going on in my report. Oh, yeah, you have 30 days to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they'll send these stall letters,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you can rebuttal. Now you have 15 days to do so, right? Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, there's ways around the stall letters too, but I keep going for years, man.
Well, you actually beat me too, because that's the biggest thing. Someone is going to comment under this video and say, man, Josh gave me a lot of game, but every time I send a letter, they come back and they say verified. They come back and say, we don't believe that you're the person. So what do I do then when that happens, that next step?
Listen, there's multiple ways to do this. So here's the thing too. I mean, when you're disputing, you got to come at it like an octopus.
Okay.
There's more than one way to dispute. Mm-hmm. I bet you guys are still sending letters.
Mm-hmm.
Just letters, right? Actually, we stopped sending letters. We do all online and calling.
Mm.
And you ready for this?
Talk to me.
Social media.
Social media?
Yeah.
I got to explain
Listen. Before I explain, if anybody talks to you about disputing on social media, just know they got it from me.
Listen. This is new. Okay, go ahead.
So one time, Bank of America shut down my credit card for no apparent reason. You know how they say they can do that?
Yeah.
Well, what happens when you shut down a $20,000 credit card limit, right? It takes your utilization down.
Yep.
In turn, that lowers your score, right? That's damages. What if I was closing on a house?
Mm-hmm.
What was I? You just made me lose this deal.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can sue for damages, adverse action, right? But this is what I did. I added them. This is a gem. You guys ready? Well, look. I added them on Twitter.
Okay.
I said, at Bank of America, at BBB, at CFPB.
Ain't no fucking way, dog.
All right. And I said, you guys have violated my consumer rights.
Yeah.
You shut down my car. I was closing the house, etc. Do you know 30 minutes later, they're in my inbox. Their legal team is in my inbox. And it's from America. Mm-hmm. It's not one of those overseas.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Mr. Rico, how can we help you? They reinstated that card. That is the social media disputing hack. And nobody is teaching that in the credit repair industry, I guarantee you.
Hey, business owners, what if I told you that for just 90 cents a day, you could get access to $45,000 in business funding? I just launched my Credit Mastery community, where inside you're gonna be getting exclusive access to our in-depth training program worth tens of thousands of dollars that's gonna teach you the exact strategies you need on how to restore your credit and on how to properly structure your business. You're also gonna be getting access to a financial consultant with over a decade of experience in the funding space that's gonna be working with you to reach your financial goals in half the time it would take if you were to do it on your own. And we're gonna be providing you 2 coaching calls a week where we're gonna teach you the exact banks that you need to go to get access to anywhere between $50,000 to $100,000 in business funding. This is the same community that helped Pat access $50,000 in funding from Chase, help Alvin get $8,000 in funding from Amex, help Matt boost his credit score by over 150 points, and help Donna delete a bankruptcy from her credit report. So if you're interested, click the link above or below the video to join now, and we'll see you on the other side of success. Let's go, family.
So just a simple tweet. I never even thought about doing something like that for dispute fraud, and just like that, reversed.
Yes, I actually have clients who have done this, right?
Hey.
And like I said, you said on another podcast, you can only measure a man by who he helps.
Facts.
The success that he helps.
Yep.
The reason why I am where I am today is because I helped thousands of people. Mm-hmm. I've helped so many people get results.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I like that more than anything, because you got that house, cool. You got that 250K 0% APR, that's amazing. You got that new whip, that car, that's amazing. It's something that you could be proud of. You're helping people financially move ahead. But yes, that's just one of them.
I'm okay? All ears. Here we go.
So that's what I'm saying. Twitter, social media, Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, whatever, right? LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're not listening to my dispute. Who's the CEO of USAA? Mm. Boom. I'll Google who's the CEO of USAA. All right, bet. This is his name. Okay. His biography, he was born where? Let me do a reverse. I was in wholesaler, remember? Mm-hmm. I'll skip trace the CEO.
Mm-hmm. Get his info and all.
You can get their info, and I'll send a letter to his house.
Hey, yo. What are we doing? As a dispute.
Why not? It's public. Come on. Certified. What is this? Get me that on the phone. Like, it might start, but I'll tell you one thing. It's going to bring, right? So it's bringing attention. You guys are just disputing one place. Yeah. Let's go back to that. You guys are doing the Allen, Texas, right? The same disputes. You guys will know I'm talking about who send the disputes, but why not send it to their registered agents?
Mm.
Why? Because when you sue a company or an LLC, they have a registered agent address attached to a name and a registered agent.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys may know it as Experian, but I know it as Experian Information LLC, etc., with a different address. So I actually went to the Experian corporate offices. They actually kicked me out.
You went to the actual physical
building. Yeah, if you look on my page, right, you'll see me at the office, you know, doing content there. But it's 475 Anton Boulevard, Costa Mesa.
He just dropped his address.
Okay. Listen, guys, you guys are sending your letters to, the mailroom in Experian.
Mm-hmm.
Send it to
the registered agent.
Corporate address.
There you go.
All right. Send it both if you're sending letters, you know. So you can send letters. You can call in. You can. There's multiple ways to do it. Social media, LinkedIn, et cetera. Find a way to get your letters there and be heard if you have a true actual violation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we can just go on, but that's it. That's, you know.
One thing I'm curious about, you mentioned it when you talked about the social media strategy. Do BBB and CFPB complaints still work in 2025?
Yes, they still work in 2025. Now, the reason why they're not working is because people are filing as a third party on their behalf. And what I mean by that is sometimes credit repair companies.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you just gave me an idea on how to fix that stall letter problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a stall letter problem because they're, you guys ever see where they say, hey, we closed this complaint because we feel that it's not you?
Yep.
Well, three ways. Send a physical letter to actual CFPB, not online.
Mm.
One, get it notarized or obtain a power of attorney so you can speak on the client's behalf or your behalf. Get it notarized and send certified mail, overnight mail, etc.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you're doing this by yourself, there's just so many ways. Like I'm
with you. We're here. Let's ride out.
A lot of people are sending them in the envelope letter that's, you know, the envelope, the white envelope letter.
Yep.
Why not be different? We learned this in marketing with wholesaling, right? Send a damn manila folder.
Crazy.
Right? Spray some Christy Clive on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, be unique.
Mm-hmm.
Put some coffee stains on it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Red ribbon. Mm-hmm. Be like, hazard sign. I don't know. But you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Bring attention to it. So it stands out, and they're gonna most likely open that. But send it to CFPB. You can call in as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can add them on social media.
Yep.
There's just different ways you got to. And here's the thing: people like to give up after one round, two rounds. Listen, I need to say this.
Talk to me.
Credit repair is not an overnight process.
Say it again.
Credit repair is not an overnight process, and we disqualify people for this.
Mm-hmm.
They want the sweeps. They want the fast fixes.
Come on.
Listen, I don't know if you saw what just happened.
Oh, I know exactly. We can talk. Let's talk about it right now.
We gonna bring it out. I'm the one gonna bring it out. Okay,
you talk about the human trafficking business.
Yes,
talk
about guys, that. I've never and will never do it. But
well, some people don't even know what that is. Talk about what that is. What happened, and then
listen,
what's going
there's
on?
There's a right method, guys, that's been going around social media.
Yeah.
Right. And the people who are doing it just call people like myself haters because, yeah, you're getting the deletion done in a day or three or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But now CFPB's legal team just sent are sending mass letters saying, hey, guys, we stopped and closed your complaints because falsifying a fake and fraudulent documentation of the sex trafficking method. That's what the method that they use, guys. Sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the way to go. But especially if you're not a victim of it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, they're sending it to us, and then they're saying, whoever is doing this for you, give their name, number, email, and social media tag, and send it to CFPB Legal.
Yeah, you're going to prison, buddy. You're going to jail. It's fucking over. You're going to your big house.
For real.
You're done.
Starched.
Yeah, you're cooked. You're cooked. But this is what people are doing because they don't know any better. Yeah.
This is what people are doing. And when we call them out, people who do really credit repair, we call them out. And not call them out. It's like, yo, you know you shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
They think, oh, you're haters. I'm getting money. Bum, bum, bum.
All right.
That's not, okay.
Yeah. 20 to life. Yeah.
You're getting numbers for real.
Yeah.
But listen, that's not what we do. We've never done that method.
Right.
In our company, or I don't teach people to do it. Now, if you're a true victim, you need to go seek a
legal representation,
et cetera, and file that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody is asking you guys, hey, let me do your credit report. It's going to be gone in 2 days. It's a sweep. First of all, okay, back to what I said. Credit repair is not an overnight process, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's promising a time is illegal. I don't promise times, all right? The only thing I promise people is, like, if I don't get you at least one thing deleted off of 6 months and I owe up to three, I will gladly refund you your money, and I'll still help you because that's the type of person I am.
Yeah.
Because if I can't do it, I want to see what's going on.
Right.
So let's figure out how Cat Williams. Let's figure it out together.
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying?
Bro. Yeah.
Like, so that's what I'm saying. So, so it's not an overnight process. An average, I'll tell you this. Yes, I have gotten people done in 3 hours. You know, inquiry off of Experian. I've got people done in 3 days too, off of the updated online collections hack, etc. But I also got people who've been on for 2 years plus.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody will tell you that.
Facts.
No credit repair owner is going to say, oh, I've been on for 2 to 3 years as a client.
Mm-hmm.
I have clients like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not ashamed? No, I'm not ashamed because we're actually doing their credit.
Yeah.
And not only are there disputes, we're helping them build too. You got to help them build.
Yeah.
So while you're working on the disputes, why not help them make a connection with the local credit union that's near them, the zip code? So go to, you know, the Navy Federal that everybody's talking about. Or if you can't get into Navy Federal, go to your zip code, like people say, and type in credit unions and see if that's a right fit for you, for your future.
Yep.
You know? So I say this. Look, an average time, look to 6 to 12 months. Maybe more, maybe less. All right? But if they're taking your profile and they're saying, we're going to do the sex trafficking method. Click this, click run. Run.
No.
That's all I got to say.
You mentioned methods that people should stay away from. Another one that was a very hot topic when I first came into space. You've been in the space longer than I have, but when I came.
Around
the same time.
Yeah.
The FTC reports and the identity theft reports. What is your stance when it comes to that? Because there are people still using that to this day. Some of them are getting results, but I actually learned recently, like, there are times where you could submit a FTC report, and it's not that an item got deleted, but it just was blocked from your report.
Yes.
It's still there. It's going to come back. I don't know when. Could you talk a little bit about that? Because most people don't know, and they're sending out those reports to try and get stuff removed, and they think it's gravy, and it's like, hey, you got something coming.
I'm going to be real with you.
Talk to me.
We will send out an FTC report if there it's, and look this up, guys, is the Equifax data breach method.
Okay, explain for that what that is.
Okay, so you can also Google and everything like that, but you'll go to Equifax, right? You type in Google Equifax data breach, and you'll see if you're a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one, that's one method. And two, you saw what happened, what was it, a couple months ago before 2025, where everybody's Social Security got compromised?
Yep.
Well, this is what I like to do. I like to reverse look up the social, and I like to look up the data breach methods to see if your name and social was compromised. Mm-hmm. If it was, yes, I'm going to be real. We're going to use the FTC method as far as that. If it's, you know, connected. Mm-hmm. And you have to have a justifiable reason.
Yeah.
Now, what you're referring to is people just doing FTC blanket style.
Yeah.
Identity theft, I don't recommend it because of the fact that, yeah, it might get off of the credit report, but sometimes it'll reappear back on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes this happens. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be real with you. Sometimes this happens.
Yeah.
The reason why it's happening is because it's a block and not a deletion.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an investigation. So the reason why it was off the credit report
mm-hmm.
was because that, you know, by law, they're supposed to remove it,
mm-hmm.
which they did, right? But it doesn't mean that they finished the investigation. Mm-hmm. When they remove that, they're in the back end saying, okay, let's research this to see if it's investigated. We have 60 days or nine, et cetera, right? If it reappears, most likely they conducted the investigation and they conclude to where it is verifiable.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
Now, once something is, now a deletion is going to say deleted.
Yeah.
And you're going to get a letter like we do in the mail. Like,
right.
You know, from the it says this was deleted thanks to Joshua Rico.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? But yeah, we've dealt with that sometimes
mm-hmm.
in the beginning, and we dealt with that. I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, but the way to combat that is the reinsertion law.
Talk about that.
The reinsertion law, and I think I have it, but it said back again, they're governed by the FCRA, and you're protected by the FCRA. And in the FCRA, it says once something is deleted
mm-hmm.
off of your credit report, it cannot be reinserted. But check this out.
Talk to me.
What happened recently with Experian and Equifax? CFPB is suing Experian and Equifax because they are knowingly not properly doing investigations. This happened like a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you saw it, right?
Mm-hmm.
To where they're not properly conducting investigations. They are reinserting negative items.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you and I both know the credit reporting agencies, Experian, TransUnion, Equifax, Innovis, et cetera, the secondary bureaus as well, they make money off of the reports from us, the data. They're data brokers.
Yeah.
Data miners.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's good or bad, they benefit off of the bad. They want that on their report. They're going to make money off of us, so they want to keep that there.
Mm-hmm.
I do recommend a book. It's with the hands. He got the hand. What is that book called? It's
Is it Around Credit or?
It's Around Credit. Damn it.
Is it Umar's book or is
No, it's one I read. It was Jesus. I forgot what it was. Anyways, I'll let you know which
right.
one. But it's a whole conspiracy theory about how credit started back in the 90s, you know, how it was founded, what they do, how the FBI reached out to one guy who was figuring out. It's crazy factual stories.
Mm-hmm.
But, now, here's the thing.
Talk to me.
You guys can also Google this. Alabama man wins $3 million from Experian, TransUnion, Equifax.
Hmm.
If you read that whole article, winning $3 million is crazy.
Nuts.
But you can win that type of money when the laws are broken.
Yeah.
If the true laws are broken.
Mm-hmm.
The FCRA. So what it said was Experian, being that they get 10,000 letters a day and they only have 14 employees in the mailroom,
mm-hmm.
you know what they'll do to an envelope? They'll just take a look at it and just throw it away if it looks the same. It's called frivolous,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, we think it's from a credit company. Oh, we think it's from, we'll just throw it away.
Yeah.
That is against the law.
Mm-hmm.
Federal law, not nation. I mean, not region-wide, local. No, this is nationwide federal law
mm-hmm.
we're talking. So this guy was trying to, you know, probably close on a house or et cetera, and he would prove that the item wasn't his or it's inaccurate, and they weren't listening to him. So he took a lawyer, and that man won $3 million.
Nuts, bro.
Why? because it said Experian wasn't properly investigating because they believed in their policy. Remember I told you guys about their policy? Mm-hmm. Don't let them bully you guys around. They're gonna talk all this corporate stuff, but listen, you actually have the power as a consumer, right? If you know the ins and outs of it, right? It's gonna take not a fast time to know it, mm-hmm. but once you master it, you're gonna be like Neo in the Matrix, you know? Mm-hmm. You're gonna see things different. So that man won $3 million because of Experian not investigating. And you know what? Experian paid them and TransUnion and Equifax paid them. Why? Because they're multi-billion, almost $1 trillion worth of companies. Mm-hmm. Oh, you see, you got me to another thing.
Talk to me.
Another tactic. How about, is anybody talking about this? How about you invest into Experian?
What do you mean invest in? Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Look. All right. So, you know, like Warren Buffett says, right? Mm-hmm. Berkshire Hathaway. Mm-hmm. You know how you can go to their shareholder meetings mm-hmm. and you basically own the company? Mm-hmm. What if you buy shares in Experian?
Okay.
TransUnion.
Yep.
Equifax, yep. et cetera, right? Visa, you know, Fair Isaac Corporation. Can't you pretty much control what goes around your company?
That's true. That's correct.
Bring up the disputes there.
At the shareholder meetings?
Hey,
what the fuck? What do we got going?
Hey, listen, you guys are not, I've been disputing this for a minute.
Okay.
Listen, I own a piece of this company. I'm seeing firsthand how you guys are not conducting studies. I'm at the shareholder meeting. I'd like this corrected.
At the shareholder meeting?
Why not try it? Hey, like, you know, that's a method. See, you got, like I said, you have to dispute outside the box. You have to think outside the box. You can't just send letters. Okay. You got to think outside the box. Maybe it's the military of me, but, you know, I don't know.
I love it. We spent a lot of this episode talking about how to get out of being in the red with mm-hmm. credit.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's for us to get to a position where we're in the green and we could actually start leveraging credit for good. Mm. I want to talk about that side of things in terms of leveraging credit and the benefits that could come from. Is it true that you used a Navy federal strategy to purchase a McLaren?
Yes.
Can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah. So I was, back in 2008 is when I went to Navy federal.
Okay. Right?
I was a real military member.
Mm-hmm. shots.
I'm just playing, but not playing, but for real. But look, I've been with Navy for 16 years, right? Those of you guys know banking relationships are key, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Even if you have an 800 credit score, just because you have an 800 credit score doesn't mean you're going to get approved for shit, right?
Yep.
You have to have that banking relationship. You have that deposit. I use every banking product with Navy Federal known to man, but before it was popular, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is this. At first, I had a $20,000 loan with them, mm-hmm. paid it off. $25,000 credit card, paid it off. I used them as my active duty, back in the active duty checking. They still call me Sergeant Rico when I call in.
I love it.
But what I'm saying is I've been using them and I never defaulted on them, never late payment, nothing.
Yeah.
Right? So that builds trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, typically, Navy Federal, they have something called an internal score.
Mm-hmm.
It's different from a credit score. They have their own internal score. And that's what you want to focus on with these banks, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Get a high internal score using their products, using their direct deposits, using their CD accounts, using their pledge loans, using their auto loans, their credit cards, et cetera. Use them. I don't recommend them for housing, though. They only have a 15-year fix. But anyways, mm-hmm. After the years, I was using them, and I said, you know what? I have an 800 FICO. I've been using them for 13 years at the time. I have high limit credit cards. Let me try this. I've paid off multiple cars with them. And those, you know, 10% of your score is a blend of credits.
Mm-hmm.
Auto loans is part of that. You guys ever knew where if you pay off an auto loan, your credit score goes down a little bit? Mm-hmm. That's because you close the age trade line. But anyways, I said, you know what? Let me jump from 30K because I paid off a 30K. Auto loan, and let me go to 153K.
Mm.
Usually, they don't do that.
Right.
You best believe they asked for full docs.
Mm-hmm.
And I provided them full docs.
Yeah.
Now, guys, a McLaren is not cheap.
Facts.
And don't get one because mine's in the shop right now.
Yeah.
I'm keeping it real, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing is that with the McLaren, it was zero down. I walked out of that dealership, not a penny down. And I don't think you should, for a depreciating asset like that, I don't think you should put any money down if you have great credit. Now, why did I do it? One, you have to make the money. Everybody say, oh, he's financing the McLaren. Oh, he's got to, you got, so what? You got to have money to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And the credit.
Yep.
And the docs to show so. So they're not going to lend you. If you have an 800 credit score, you just not going to get a McLaren or a Lamborghini
mm-hmm.
because, you know, you have a great score. You have to back it up with either profit and loss sheets and or bank statements to make that amount to pay mm-hmm. for it, right? Now, I used it because also, too, is the data points we're speaking about, comparables. Mm-hmm. And you talk about comparables on your channel as well.
Yep.
That's a hell of a comparable. $153,000 auto loan,
mm-hmm.
installment loan. That's a hell of a comparable.
Yeah.
So if that's paid off, now I can go to any bank and get 100% double on that. So you want $300K? Here you go, Mr. Rico. Mm. To any bank, because they see that on your credit report. Oh, he was able to handle a $153,000 auto loan. Let's give him $300, see what he does with it. Because he doesn't have any lates on it. He's been paying auto pay on it. He has a great score. Let's give him more
mm-hmm.
in loan or cash or a business line of credit, etc. Because my data points can back it. Now, and also thing too, at first, I wanted to Turo it.
Mm.
Turo's trash.
Hey, man.
Hey, Turo's trash.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Get out of Turo. All right?
I'm with you.
All right? But luckily, I had a real business, so mm-hmm. I took care of that.
Right.
But if you're just going into Turo off the scratch, man, I got so many stories, but we'll keep that on another channel.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did do was leverage it in Cars and Coffee in San Clemente, one of the biggest Cars and Coffees. And I got a network, you know, people who wanted business funding. So I get them business funding.
Right.
Investors, real estate investors. Those are, you know, it brings people. Mm-hmm. It's a conversation starter.
Yeah.
I get a lot of clients off of that car. So it was actually could be a write off for my YouTube channel. So it's like, you know, I use it as leverage because nobody going to come up to me in the Kia being like, hey, what do you do for a living?
Right. Yeah.
No, I pull up in the McLaren. It's not the flex. It's just ever since I was little. I mean, you got to understand, Connecticut, you know, close. I always wanted an exotic car.
Yeah.
Growing up. Why, mm-hmm. you know? And you should, too. You know, you should experience it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say I'm going to sell it, but every time I'm in it, I'm like, nah. But, you know, it's and then, too, it's like I see my sons light up when he's like, oh, my God, your dad has a McLaren. Mm-hmm. His friends come by. He's like, mm-hmm. is your dad, like, rich?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
I love it.
You know?
Right.
Oh, man. But, you know, I like to joke around, but he's a comedian. Let's do some research on you. I know you're a comedian. I don't mean to flip it, but, you know.
These facts have not been confirmed or denied.
He's a comedian. I'll be playing with Marvin, man. Good energy, man. I appreciate you having me. But look, so not only that, and also having the McLaren just brings opportunities, like I said, the cars and coffee.
Right.
Right. Leveraging, you were talking about leveraging the good credit.
Yep.
One of my best people say, oh, he got the McLaren, but you know how they do. Don't get the McLaren.
Yeah.
Get the Section 8 rental properties that pay for the McLaren.
Talk about that, because I know you also invest in real estate with your good credit as well.
Yes. So I pulled off one of the best manufacturer spending plays to men.
Let's talk about it.
All right.
38%. That's the amount of entrepreneurs that are struggling to get their business funded because their personal credit isn't where it needs to be. Now, you can look into alternatives like corporate credit cards and vendor accounts, but the truth is the easiest way to get access to 5 to 6 figures in funding is to have good personal credit. As an entrepreneur, the stress of trying to build a successful business is already enough as is. So why work harder than you need to when you can simplify the funding process by getting your credit restored? My company, Takeoff Financial has served hundreds of entrepreneurs just like you by helping them avoid the pain of getting denied for business funding by restoring their personal credit, and we want you to be the next one. So click the link above or below this video to secure your free consultation, and let's put you in position to get you funding that your business needs.
For those who don't know, explain what manufacturer spending is and explain what it is that you did.
I mean, my boy Dub Washington, he's the king of that, but that's my boy, that's my brother right there. We like talk every day. But look, basically manufacturer spending, and correct me if I'm wrong, because it's been a while, like how to explain it, but it's basically spending without spending.
That's the actually a clean way to explain it. Yeah. More or less. Yeah,
like for real. So what I mean by that, let me break it down. So we in Brooklyn right now. Mm-hmm. I like Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was going to, you know, he says this song, The Story of OJ. He says, you want to know what's more important than throwing money away at the strip club?
Yep.
Credit.
One.
You know, you want to know why all the Jewish people own all the property in America? This is how they did it. Mm-hmm. All right. So financial freedom, my only hope. Live rich and die broke. All right. So you got me. All right. So hold on. But look, what I'm saying is this. He's giving you keys. Mm-hmm. Don't take your drug money by the neighborhood. That's how you rinse it, right? Mm-hmm. Now, to those you know what I'm talking about, take your money and invest it into something that's going to bring you back residual or legacy. Mm-hmm. A lot of people talk on stocks. I'm going to give you a play on that too. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people talk on stocks and real estate. I like to park my profits in real estate, mm-hmm. preferably Section 8 rental properties. Mm-hmm. And this is how I did it. I had business credit cards, right? And actually my brother too, he helped me with this too. So this is how you did it, all right? This is gonna blow your mind. So my property is in Cleveland, Ohio. Mm-hmm. You can, the Bible Belt states, guys, this is where you wanna invest. I'm giving you game. Open up an LLC, right? Invest in the red states. Mm-hmm. Hey, this ain't a political thing. Mm-hmm. All right, this ain't political.
I'm with you.
All right, but you want to invest in those states, mm-hmm. okay? Because they favor the landlord.
Yeah.
Okay? True. Now, from there, a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath, guess how much I bought it for?
Depending on the state, I'm not a real estate investor. I'm yeah. like, what, 300 to 500K maybe?
75,000.
75,000? What state is this?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
It's rent ready.
Okay.
Turnkey, et cetera. And rents out there go for the low end, $1,300 to $1,700. Mm. Now check, I'm going to break down the math here soon.
Let's go.
So back up. So the story was this, right? My first property is like, oh, I'm going to Section 8. Why? Because Section 8, whether it's an up economy or a down economy, I'm going to make guaranteed rents from the government. Yeah. You're getting paid by the government. And if you're getting paid by the government, then it's an apocalypse or something, mm-hmm. you know? But so from there, you know, it's my first deal. They're not doing 50K loans anymore. They ended that. But unless you go into a community bank, that's why I say get your P&Ls, get your taxes good and mm-hmm. your credit and bank statements good. All right. For those who are funding, this is not all about no doc. Mm-hmm. All right. Get your P&Ls and paperwork in order. Anyways, at the time, I didn't have that. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the taxes at the time, et cetera. So we went to what is called a DSCR loan.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not the expert. All I know is I didn't have to show taxes and everything. I just had to show my bank statements.
Right.
Under my LLC. So from there, what I did was, okay, this is a $75,000 purchase price. Mm-hmm. I need 20% down. That's 16.5 around, right? Rounded up to about like 20 for closing costs, etc. Let's say $25,000. Guys, I'm pretty sure Marvin, I, and everybody on the podcast teaches you how to get at least $25,000 credit card, right?
Yeah.
And to liquidate that. So, he hungry, right? My boy hungry over here. He need a slice. Nah. But look, mm-hmm. that's it. But look, what I'm saying is this. 16.5, that's 20% down, mm-hmm. right? And 20% down, you avoid PMI, all that
right,
cost.
Right.
So it's an investment property, a conventional loan. That's what typically you do, all right? So mm-hmm. $25,000. I had cash.
Yep.
$25,000. You got to put some skin in the game, guys. You can't be over leveraging all the time.
Right. Right.
I put some money down and I said, awesome. I just need $50,000 loan from you guys. I got this. 2 weeks in, I was working with Kiavi too, by the way, guys. Now, Kiavi's good if you're experienced, but I wasn't experienced.
Mm-hmm.
This was my first. Watch how I flipped this. This is my first rental. So 2 weeks in, I have a 45-day close. 2 weeks in, I'm feeling happy. I get a call from Kiavi, and they say, Mr. Rico, we're pulling out. We can't cover the loan. I started getting red, and I don't get red, mm-hmm. right? I was like, what? You guys said you guys going to, you guys said you guys were going to cover me. I have a 2 weeks to close this. You're going to let me lose this gold mine? Mm-hmm. To build my? I was like, no, hell no. You know, I said, should I add them on Twitter? Because.
Amen.
But, right. You know, go to the dispute route. But no, I had to think fast. So I was like, you know what? I have a credit card, but my brother also has a credit card.
Right.
And I got a lot of brothers.
Mm, yes, you do.
So it's nothing against the rules to get a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by gift is to liquidate the credit cards. So we liquidated the credit cards.
Mm.
I had my brother send me $50,000 in liquidation. And I bought that house title deed cash.
Money.
Wired it. $75,000. Boom. Mm. Check this out, though.
Talk to me.
I called Kiavi back. And now I said, you know what, Kiavi? I ain't going to deal with you.
Mm.
So I went to Lima One Capital, guys. And these I'm giving you guys hard money lenders right now that you can go to.
Yeah.
It's not just business. It's not just credit card stacking, guys. This is real funding.
Yeah.
Right here. So Kiavi's one of them. And they're doing minimum $100,000 now
mm-hmm.
across the board. $50,000 is unheard of. But anyways, Kiavi, I was like, you know what? I don't like how you handled me, so I'm going to go somewhere else. Your competitor.
Yeah.
Lima One Capital. Right? And then I was like, they said, yeah, we can't do that either. I was like, we can only do the deal if you're experienced. So when I bought that house cash, I went back to the lender and said, hey, am I experienced now?
Mm.
And they said, yes, you are. Awesome. I want to put a delayed financing loan on it.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. So now they paid me $52,000 at the closing table. I paid off the credit cards. Now I have recurring revenue for the rest of my life. That's the best manufacturer spending play that you ever heard of. And that's how you create wealth off of credit cards and business credit cards.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we going to need a part two.
Yeah.
We going to need a set up a part two. Joshua Rico, thank you for coming on here and blazing a pod, my brother. I appreciate you. Like I said, it's a long time coming. Definitely way more than what I expected. And I'm excited to bring you back on. For those who don't know, let the people know, of course, where they can find you. And also, just share some closing words with people who are watching.
Awesome. Well, if you don't know already.
Come on.
Right? Joshua Rico. You can follow my YouTube channel. My Instagram is Joshua Rico SR Senior. Joshua Rico Senior. And praise God.
Mm. That's it.
Praise God.
That's it. Just closing out just like that. Praise. Yeah. I'll take it. Listen,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate each and every single one of y'all for getting tapped in and wrapped in with the episode. And if you haven't already, what are you doing? Take a second, take a minute, take an hour out of your day right here, right now to go ahead, hit that like button, show the episode some love, and tell a friend, come back, rewatch it again. As always, my name is Marvin Francois. That's my guy, Joshua Rico Sr. Y'all have been good. We've been great. This has been amazing. Thank you, and God bless. Peace.